Hello, Audio Boo. This is Lisa, and I thought I would try and take on the February challenge, although I probably won't answer the questions unless I get really desperate. And if I get that desperate for something to talk about, I will probably just gracefully or not so gracefully bow out. I hope that these will be either helpful or funny or whatever, make you think, help you sleep, whatever it takes. But this is going to seem a little boring to some, I guess, but I'm doing this on the premise that I'm really not that special. And so if I've encountered an issue or a problem, maybe even if it's only one other person, somebody else has encountered it. And my hope is that one other person will hear this and will benefit from it. I'm going to be talking specifically about using TweetList with VoiceOver. And before you say, I don't use VoiceOver or I don't use TweetList, I hope you'll hang in with me because I think the information could be helpful to you anyway. So I was using TweetList and I found that it was taking me a couple steps to do things. And I knew a simpler shortcut here and there, and I thought there've got to be more than these than this. It's got to be better than this, because I had heard people allude to other ones. And so, the way that I am, at least, when the going gets confusing, I look for documentation. And I couldn't find any. I looked for a link to it under the entry for TweetList Pro in the App Store. I looked on their website, and I couldn't find it. It was Shannon, who many of you know on Twitter, Shazza59, who got me started down the right path with some DMs that gave me some shortcuts. After that, I went back to the App Store, and having the information, I could kind of then read between the lines and picked up something I should have all along. In the list of features for TweetList Pro, it says double tap and tap and hold shortcuts on tweets, usernames, and URLs. Now, if we, if you like I am, are using VoiceOver, you need to add an extra tap to each of those. So double tap would become triple tap, and tap and hold would become double tap and hold. But basically what they're saying is if you do these gestures on tweets, usernames, and URLs, cool things happen. And boy, do they ever. But I still wondered, okay, what does somebody do if they want a list of all this stuff, and it's not written out in one document? Well, I did finally find my answer in the App Store. Again, I went to the entry for TweetList Pro, and way down at the bottom in the Details tab, I believe, there is an item labeled Version History. And you go in there, and you can read about a little bit about each change that's made. For example, the first one that struck me as something that would certainly improve things for VoiceOver users was one that said, added the ability to turn off retweets by user. See user profile or tap and hold the retweet. So for us, it's double tap and hold. But this answered a few questions. The answer to the one, the questions were not that well formed, I suppose, but the answer to the one was, yes, if you do double tap and hold on various things, other various cool things will happen. And the other is, if you can't find documentation per se, the version history is your friend. It can be a little tedious, but if you really want that knowledge, a good place to find it, if all else fails, is in the version history. Hope this helps somebody, and I'll be talking a little more about tech stuff in the next day or two, including how I interface some of these apps to work together to help me get some stuff done and maybe a little bit more quickly.